Yo, Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Guess who's back?
Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out.
It's still Dre Day. AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my gang. Still puffing my leaf. Still with the beat.
Welcome into another episode of Talking Pylons. We're a little short-handed today. We're missing Hannah, which means we won't get to have a Russian word of the week. I'll have to wait. But we have just the two of us, my co-host, Jake Ratner. How's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty good today. I got the poster finally put up from Aunt Judy, so now I can sit back and not have to hide it anymore and don't have to be right in the camera, but it's all going good, you know. Great day's been happening. A little tough last night for the team. I wanted to win the Super Bowl, but you know, we'll get over it. And but yeah, everything's going good.
Yeah, no Super Bowl hangovers here. It was a fun game. I didn't really have a horse in the race, but I did want to see Mahomes be the villain. So I'm kind of on the other side of things. I didn't mind if the Eagles would have won. I did have parlays and some money on them, and that all fell through. And FanDuel didn't give me my money back. That should have qualified for the free bet. But I just got to wait for Gronk to kick that or get the money from Gronk's missed kick field goal or whatever we're getting. I don't know what that is, but anyways, it's a good Super Bowl. Very entertaining, I thought. I enjoyed a lot of scoring, better than the last Super Bowl the Chiefs were in against the Bucks when it was low scoring. Mahomes wasn't able to really do much. That Super Bowl had a lot of hype because it was the old versus the new. It was Brady versus Mahomes, and I don't know, it didn't feel like a Super Bowl to me that game. This game did, though. This game was back and forth. Of course, I lost in all my numbers, but really exciting to see. We almost had a kick return. That would have been crazy. What else was there? Just a lot of there was an octopus. I didn't know what that meant, but it was an octopus by Jalen Hurts. It's when you score the touchdown yourself. It doesn't have to be the quarterback, so you could throw it to a guy as well. But then that same person also converts for the two-point conversion. So Jalen Hurts doing it all himself. Man, doesn't he look like Justin Fields? Like, maybe it's just the number one on his jersey, but Justin Fields and him just like to run the ball, and they get the job done themselves a lot. Then with Hurts, it's not because he doesn't have weapons around him like Fields. Hurts has the weapons, and that showed last night when they put up 35 points, but it wasn't enough. They fall 38-35. Really well played by the Chiefs at the end there to kick that field goal with, you know, run out the clock, and that was crazy.
I'm still going back to the fact that the NFL is scripted. It's just like the whole, they were down at halftime and they had to come back, and that penalty, the flag at the end with like a minute 30 left to put them, you get that first down and have more plays to run out of time and kick that field goal at the end. Like, there's just no way you're calling that in the Super Bowl with that much time left in a tie game. Like, that was like, yeah, in a normal game, regular season, that's penalty, but it's the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah,
you can't be calling that.
And then there was that catch that the Eagles had that they ruled was not a catch. That was, to me, that's a catch. If you're playing in the yard with your friends and a guy catches it, even though it's against his helmet, like, he had possession. He did bring it in, too, a little bit, even though it was against his head. And then he had both feet in, and it wasn't until he went out of bounds and the ball hit the ground then. And he still held on to it, but you're using the ground to maintain possession. But that's BS. He was already out of bounds. Like, me was a catch.
Right, like, that's what I think. Like, he had his two feet in. Like, he was falling over, and he got one knee down out of bounds, which at that point, if a knee goes down, the play's dead. Does not matter what happens after. And he had possession of the ball when his knee was down out of bounds after he touched both feet in bounds. And he fell over, and it's the whole process of a catch. And that's unfortunately like the rule, but it's the whole process of a catch.
That was some BS. So I will say, yeah, the Eagles got some calls that didn't go their way. That holding, like you mentioned, was not a holding. And it's scripted, man. I mean, where were they playing? State Farm Field? Kind of fishy when Patrick Mahomes does commercials for State Farm. Yep. I'm just saying. Rihanna was in red. I don't know. I'm in red today. This background's also red. I'm incognito.
I'm wearing a Bears hat. Matt Nagy won. Like,
it's all scripted. They told us what to wear today on the podcast to the NFL. Absolutely. They were like, if you go on this hockey podcast that we know nothing about and you guys don't wear this specific stuff, we're going to fire you from the job we didn't hire you for. You know?
Right, exactly.
That is kind of the downfall of the Chiefs winning, is that Matt Nagy gets a ring.
Oh, no. Some bad tape that I put up there.
Your aunt's going to be so upset.
Oh, we're good. We're good. I just gotta get the tape back down, you know? Come on.
While he fixes that, I want to fix the lighting in this room, because for some reason it's like glaring today. I don't know if it's because I'm also in red, but my forehead is lit up like a Christmas tree. My chest, there's not even that much material on the shirt here, and my chest is like glowing. The last time I'll wear this in this room or come in this room. I'd rather be in this sports town room or at home. But, oh my. Well, while your poster folds over there, I just want to mention we will be having an interview, even though he is not here currently. I'm going to be banking that interview later. It is a former classmate, good friend of mine, Dre. Very talented. I'm not going to give his intro because I'll splice the interview in and you guys will get to hear it right now. All right. I am pleased to introduce this guest. He was a fellow student with me at IMS, Illinois Media School, where we both start in a 30-minute sports segment called From the Field. And we have both since graduated. His knowledge of basketball and football probably rivals this podcast's knowledge of hockey. And most importantly, he has his own podcast called Gods Amongst Men. And he loves his Samsung. So please welcome to the Talking Pylons podcast, Andre Cargo, a.k.a. Dre, a.k.a. Hothead. How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I wouldn't say that my knowledge of basketball and football trumps your hockey, because you know a lot about hockey, but you know,
I don't know. I see you on Facebook with your LeBron versus Jordan tweets.
Hey, man, you know how I go about the LeBron versus Jordan situation. It's honestly more so fun than anything to do. But with that topic, you know, you can go either way with it. But you know, it's just me having fun with people. I know that it gets under people's skin sometimes. So you know, I do it.
That's awesome. Well, we wanted to bring you in because you have your own podcast. So tell the fans a little bit about your content and also your co-hosts too.
So my podcast is a Chicago local-based podcast. I got my two boys with me. They actually started the Gods Amongst Men. Before this, I had High-Headed Thoughts, which was just me by myself. And then eventually we brought our minds together and said, hey, let's do something together. Let's bring what you got, bring what I got, what we got, and we mix it together and become a podcast. So they had already had Gods Amongst Men, and I had been a guest on there like 3 or 4 times. And me and Marcus, which is he's normally the host that's always talking. Then you got D, he's normally like the quiet one. Marcus was just like, hey, what can we bring to the table together? And we figured it out, and now we Gods Amongst Men on to our 100th episode. So
that's awesome. How long have you guys been doing that podcast? Well, how long have they been doing it, and when you started?
They started in 2020, and I started in 2020 as well. Well, I started at the beginning of 2019, and then they came in the 2020 time. And then we merged together around 2021.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so
Yeah, that's about us too. Shocking Pylons actually got its start. Of course, everybody was in quarantine. Everybody was like, let's do something, start a podcast, talk to people. Everybody figured out what Zoom was too. So that's about the time when a lot of the birth of a lot of these podcasts came on. But what are some of the long-term and short-term goals with it that you guys want to see?
Long-term goals, I would say that we really just want to see the fan base go up. More and more people. It's more of a, honestly, it's a tough crowd with it being so many different podcasts out here and basically everybody trying to give you the same content. So it becomes a pressure point, but really and truthfully, my longevity, speaking from my perspective, I just want to be there when everybody else falls off. When the boat start rocking, I want to be the only one holding on.
Okay. I like it. Hopefully it doesn't fall off for you. Hopefully it doesn't
Hopefully it doesn't. I mean, no. You know, if anything, you can always come. If you fall off the boat, we'll pick you up and bring you on Gods Amongst Men. Hey.
All right. Sounds
good. Hey, we need some hockey information.
I know you were telling me. I'm happy to come on whenever. I'll bring the boys and girl. Unfortunately, so Hannah and Rat, my co-hosts, couldn't make it for this interview. Hannah also couldn't make it for the regular part of the episode we shot yesterday. So this week was just me and Rat. So we'll get back to full strength next week. But yeah, we're still rolling strong. So anytime, I'm sure they'd all love to come on, hey, and bro, share their knowledge.
Understand, we were just like that last week. It was just me and D and Marcus. It was his birthday. And Marcus loves not coming on to the podcast around his birthday or birthdays, like him and his wife. But, you know, it's all good. We all have that understanding where we know that when the time comes, people going to celebrate. They're going to do what they got to do. But come Thursday, hopefully he's back into the lab and doing what he's supposed to do. So
I think Hannah was celebrating a birthday in her friend group yesterday, too. I'm not sure who
Hannah
it was.
Hannah and Marcus, but, see?
Yeah.
Y'all, we need her. Y'all always messing up stuff.
We need her because she's teaching us Russian. She gives us a good perspective.
See, Hannah, yeah, you're messing up, man. You were supposed to be.
But yeah, no. So who are some of the personalities that you guys have had on as guests just to kind of give the listeners an idea of your range of topics?
Oh, man. So basically with our podcast, we're everywhere. Won't lie to you. A little bit of sports, rap, hip hop, whatever. Like if we find somebody who has a story that they can tell. Recently we had a local Chicago artist. His name was Keith J. We had him on. And then we had a therapist on. We had a guy, one of my boy Marcus, his friend, he repairs shoes. So you got Jordan's. It's called, his name is The Real He Got Souls. So, right. You know, you got a pair of Jordans that's beat up. You want to bring them back to life, send them to The Real He Got Souls. We got the therapist. We had a trucker on there, someone who has their own trucking company and dispatch. So, I mean, we try to bring all walks of life and anybody who can give some type of content, because you never know what any person has an idea up their sleeve for. They can want to be anything. And if you bring that right person on and they hear the right info, they might be able to boost them onto that next level.
True. Yeah, you guys got a pretty nice range there. I like it. With us, we try to keep more. I like to branch out and do stuff like this with you, where it's a fellow podcaster, promote them and whatnot. But for the most part, we've kind of dug ourselves into the hockey niche, so we kind of have to stay with that. But I mean, I know I'm open, and I know the other guys are and gals are open to having on anybody that would have some kind of interesting. Right. Story to tell, like you're saying. As I mentioned, though, you graduated from IMS here. What can you say about the experience and what made you want to take the jump and go into broadcasting and sports media?
Oh, man. Me, like always, you know, in school, you being there with me, we talk a lot of stuff.
We go off the rails on this podcast.
Yeah, like it can get real. It can get real reckless. But when I sat down and I watched, you know, the Skip Baylesses, the Stephen A. Smiths, you know, all of these guys who who never played basketball or football or anything like that. Not, you know, some of them may play like high school and collegiately, but not very many of them have ever like even touched a court or, you know, ice rink, but they'll give you a bunch of advice on, you know, what so-and-so should do. And I sat back and I'm like, hey, I was a kid who played football. I was a kid who hooped. Like, I played baseball. Like, I can actually tell you what's going on these fields. I can actually, you know, equate to some of the things, not maybe not, you know, professionally, but some things I can't, you know, I can go off of and say, all right, this is, he's telling the truth. That's not really what it, you know, so you just use those. And I'm like, hey, this might be my avenue, because everybody kept looking like, dude, you talk a lot about sports. But honestly, to keep it real with you, my intention was never, when I got to the school, was never to like try to get into an ESPN or anything like that. I always wanted to be independent. So, okay. So my thing was just to get there, learn the craft, how to get better at my craft, and whatever else I took on. But after going there, I did like grasp on to different loves and different things, and like felt like certain things that like I was there for a purpose then. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had some fun. We started in that 30-minute special that I talked about. It was a special report called From the Field right here at IMS. You were one of the guests.
Shout out to Roderick, because Roderick had something to do with it too. And Dier,
yeah. Yes, and do we have Peter in that class? Yeah, right?
Peter. It was Pete, Keenan.
Keenan. What else did we have?
DJ.
Yeah. He was still there. Taj still with us too?
Taj was still with us. Yeah, we had some people.
Yeah. It was a well put together production in front of and behind the camera. I know your style and your passion for this kind of stuff, but what should what should the world know about what you bring to the table when it comes to your knowledge and persona when it comes to sports talk, you know, situations like those?
I bring passion. I bring passion and that energetic feeling. Like, just know when you're coming in and we're talking sports, even if we do agree, just know it's a rumble, because at the end of it, it's all for entertainment purposes. It's not like I'm trying to belittle anybody or anything. It's literally just me getting the fun out of it and getting to it. And sometimes, you know, we get a little loud and rowdy, but it's all love at the end of the day. I'm a human. I love my sports. I love just watching it, love being around it, just, you know, just taking the atmosphere and, you know, just giving it. Like, you don't go to a rival game and like, hey, let's shake hands. Like, Edmund, like when we went to the hockey, you didn't see Edmund, you know, Edmondson fans coming and like shaking our head like, hey, buddy, you're a Blackhawks fan? No, they're not. They're like, hey, we want to kick your – and that's what it is. So, you know, that's basically what we're trying to do, and just trying to make that happen.
I was trying to poke the bear between you and Deer and get you guys to go at it head to head a little bit more. You guys did pretty well, but I mean, when it came to basketball, you guys were on the same page. There's no dispute that MJ's the GOAT. So, we got a little guest.
Yeah, she who's always this? When I'm podcasting, she always makes her special appearance. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi. You gonna say hi? All right, go on the phone with mommy. Give me a minute, okay?
She's gotta make her 5 minutes of cameo appearance.
I'll be back, okay?
Okay.
No, not you. I was talking to her.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta trust me, anytime I podcast, even on mine, like if anybody goes on the Gods Amongst Men, At the very beginning, she pops in. Towards the end, she pops in. So when she hears me like popping, when she hears me talking on this, she pops in. So
absolutely, yeah,
not camera shy at all.
Yeah, I was trying to get you and Deer to go head to head a little bit more.
Hey, Deer wanted to soften the blows, man. Hey, Deer, no, but I know where Dio was really at with it. So it was really hard to get him, because me and him had the same thing, but we was really trying to get that flavor. But you know, it's all fun and games. You want to go there. You want to take it up, and you want that, you know, you want that level that's right in between like arguing and like just having just that friendly debate. You want to put it right in, and you want to put it right in that pocket, in that groove, and that's what makes this sports broadcasting just that much fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. You had mentioned that that Blackhawks game we went to. You had never been to a Blackhawks game before when we went to go see them play the Oilers this year. We just had Rob on last week, actually. Three of us were always magically together when the Hawks are playing the Oilers. But what was the experience seeing hockey live and up close for the first time?
It was a lot different. I can tell you that. It's a lot different. It's a lot more quiet. Like, you know, TV really makes, I swear to you, they, you know, after being in school, you learn a lot of things and you see a lot of things. And I think I'm starting to realize that they might have a little edit in the sound, in the crowd sound, you know, because you'll watch it on TV and everybody's but when you get there, it's just like,
yeah.
But honestly, the experience of the game was amazing. It was fun. I think it was live. The action was really there. I think we almost seen three fights. I was trying to get one. I was yelling, go ahead and fight. I was trying to get one out. You know, that would have made, you know, that would have took my experience over the top. If we had just had the fight, I would have been like, yes, this is it. But no, I would love to go to another hockey game.
Oh yeah.
That was fun. That was really fun. And I was drunk. But it was really fun.
True. I'd say me too, but I had the keys. But I think you're right. They're pumping in. They're doing the 2020 MLB, pumping the crowd noise. No, but the UC lately, I mean, I think even for the Bulls, although it shouldn't be for the Bulls, they should have a much better team going on right now. But I think the UC has turned into a library because Hawks games are quite – it could have also been everybody was kind of just sitting there in awe when Connor McDavid took the ice. But, it's not the madhouse that we know on Madison typically.
It's definitely not. We might need to change the name.
Yeah, we got to – or we got to just change the teams. Just the house
on Madison right now.
right. Yeah, change the teams. Get some talent up in there or something, you know.
Yeah, something's got to give, man. Because me personally, I just started watching hockey probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So about 10 years ago was 2023. Yeah. So I didn't really start watching until I won't lie. I'm one of the fans that when they won their first Stanley, I'm like, oh, jumping the bandwagon, baby. And I've been riding ever since. Like I watch, but I've seen the steady decline and watch how teams went, like, especially after Quenneville went and then the rumors popped up and I was just like, where are we going with this? Like, so, you know, it's just a tough roller coaster that we riding as hockey fans, and it'll come back up. It always does. We might be old by the time it does, but hey, it'll get there.
We had our years, but yeah, once that decline started, yeah, it just didn't stop. So we're in the dark ages right now.
Traded.
Not yet. Trade deadline is March 3rd. So
hey. The longer he's here, the happier I am. I'm fine. I ain't gonna lie. I want him to retire a Hawk, and let's throw those two numbers in the rafters.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I want to see those guys stay, but we'll have to see. Tarasenko, we just mentioned on the regular podcast, from the Blues, got traded to the Rangers, and that's where Kane thought he was going to be going, but now maybe not so much. It looks like they got their guy. So
yep.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see within. Gosh, we've only got like a half a month left, and the next thing you know, these guys could be up and out of here. Let's hope not.
Did Duncan retire with us?
He did not. He retired with the Oilers, but okay. He's still kind of around the team, like kind of. I don't think they've come out and said it's an ambassador role, but he's come back for a couple.
I'm not gonna lie, I love Duncan Keith.
Oh, Keith's a legend, man. That whole team. You could put so many of those numbers in the rafters at this point. Like they with the
he
stuff that they
talked about
did,
who my boy really is, you know. But they got rid of him, and you know he was the Bruiser of the team.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Buffy. Bufflin. Yeah.
Yes,
I named my dog after Bufflin. Yeah. He's they just posted, and this won't be in the regular podcast because I saw the picture of it last night after we recorded, so it'll be in here now. They just posted a picture of him getting back on the ice somewhere. Andrew Ladd was with him, and I don't know if it was for some kind of charity event. It was something small, but he was back in uniform and smiling. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's alive. He's not just fishing up in Minnesota.
This guy's alive. He's not fishing in Lake Minnetonka somewhere.
So that was crazy.
Bless him, man. That's what's up.
We had Tilo on a couple weeks ago, and he had mentioned that he had never been to a live NHL game. So he's definitely next up on the list. But in the meantime, I know that you and I definitely want to get out to see some more of the fights and the live parlay podcast that he does with yes. Kendall Gill. So definitely, hopefully that's on the schedule. I don't know. Have you been keeping up with that kind of stuff and with the parlay?
Yeah. As far as I know, you got the – I think it's official. I want to say it's official. The Ryan Garcia and Javante Tank Davis fight. That fight might be coming up soon. And I think I heard, I think I seen something on Tilo about a metaverse, Roy Jones versus somebody. Yeah. So I seen that. I'm trying to get in on that. I'm trying to get up with Tilo and get Tilo and Kendall on the podcast. Cause I think, you know, Kendall and Tilo got a lot of knowledge in boxing, so it'll be perfect to, you know, get both of them on our podcast as well.
Tilo will definitely come on. Getting Kendall might be a little bit tougher with his schedule, but he's one of the, when we met him, he's one of the nicest guys ever. He was standing there talking sport, all sports with us, not just basketball and boxing. It was baseball and football because the Bears were going on. And yeah, really, really nice guy. And I'm looking up the whole time. I'm like, holy cow, this guy's tall.
Tall as hell. He's tall as hell. And you don't, and like on TV, when they're all standing next to each other, it's just like, all right, whatever. And then like you stand next to him at a 5'7", 5'6" frame, you're like, all right, dude, come on down a little bit.
Yeah, right. I need my ladder. I gotta invest in my own step stool for when I get on TV with these guys. But
man, hey. He's gonna have to sit down when we're all gonna have to sit down when we talk.
Exactly.
Dude is tall.
He's like, probably honestly, still taller than me sitting down. I'll probably have to get up on a stand.
I'm gonna have two pillows under my butt just so I can sit up with him. But yeah, I mean Kendall, he's an amazing dude. Just seen some stuff. His son looks really good as a basketball player.
I have seen some of the stuff he posted. Yeah. He's still high school level, right?
I think he's going into his senior year. I think he'll be a senior coming up.
Yeah, so they're looking at him now. That's for sure.
Man, I would hope so because the kid can ball. I can tell you that. Kendall posted something the other day, and when I seen it, I'm like, all right, this kid got skills. Like he can really play, and it's not like he's a fancy player or none of that. He just plays fundamental basketball. You can't beat fundamental basketball.
Yeah, that's sometimes you coach, so you know. Yeah, you're are you coaching? Is it elementary school or what's league that you're in?
Grade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's I coach awesome. Seventh grade.
How's that going for you?
It's over. At first, I was ready, you know, I was like, yeah, let's hurry up and get this over with, but now I'm kind of like, I can't wait for next season. My season did not go anywhere near where I thought it was. It was something
to build on though, right? You can only go up from there, right?
Hey, the where I was at, up is the only way you can go.
There you go.
Up is the only place you can go. But you know, it was just a tough season. Those kids had heart. I seen a lot of change and growth in those young guys. We will be down and they'll come back and, you know, lose by two or something like that. And we'll be down to 19 fourth quarter with 6 minutes on the clock. And these kids will come back and lose by two. And I knew it hurt because, you know, you see it all in their face. But, you know, at the same time, for everybody out there, tell your kids when they go to practice, don't go to practice to kick it with your friends. Go to practice to bust shirts and go ahead because the kids that you're playing against, they're trying to embarrass you, and they will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know. I was always that mentality. I take practice like it's the real thing, you know. I mean, every once in a while, you have a little fun moment, but you're there to get better, man. And then that's where you learn stuff in the sport and even life lessons, too.
Yep.
Got to practice how you play.
So, yep. Go hard at all costs.
Unfortunately, all my ice practice for hockey these days has to come indoor because we only got about 3 solid days of skating on the outdoor rink this year with this brutal weather. But you had mentioned that, you know, seeing the backyard ODR made you want to go buy some skates. Could we potentially see you out on the ice or on the roller rink soon within this year?
Roller rink? You can probably see me on a roller rink. But all right. Ice, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try it. But if I can barely stand up and I'm just getting cream puff, I'm gonna laugh. But hey, I'm gonna try to score a goal too off a pass. That's my only. Once I score a goal, I quit. I'm not gonna lie to you. Put me on the bench, right. Coach.
We got you. Then we'll have to get out there. And of course, my rink is a puddle right now because it's February. I should mention we're recording on February 14th, Valentine's Day. I'm not just dressed up like this for the interview, although you know. Look professional when Dre's coming on, right? So, but yeah, no, February 14th and we've got no rink, man. It's like 50 degrees. It's 52 out right now. This is nuts. Like, this is the worst winter for hockey fans anyways, that I've seen in a long time. I complained last year about 7 weeks worth of skating was short. And this year, I think we only got like 7 days.
Have they had the NHL Hockey Wonder Fest because it's been so damn warm?
They did. So the Winter Classic happened on January 2nd because the first was a Sunday. They didn't want to compete with NFL. So they had it on the 2nd this year, but that was in Boston. Of course, they use refrigerated systems underneath the ice to keep it all cold and stuff like that. And then this weekend, this coming Saturday, is the – I don't think I mentioned this in the actual podcast either, so it's a good thing I'm mentioning it now. Good thing you brought it up. The stadium series is happening at Carter Finley Stadium. So it's going to be the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Washington Capitals. They just announced today that Alex Ovechkin, though, is not going to be playing in the game. He's going to be taking some time. He's got some family matters going on. So he'll maybe be out for like a week.
I was just about to say Ovechkin.
But, yeah, right? Yeah, he's out. But this is going to be interesting to see still, though, because Carter Finley Stadium, so you're in Carolina. It's a warm climate. They've got this technology now that they say they can put ice anywhere. You can put ice anywhere, but how's the quality of the ice? Is it too soft or is it, you know, what you're used to? So this will be interesting to see. I do love the jerseys on both of those. I think we covered them on a previous podcast. But if we didn't, we'll be covering them next week for sure. I'll
definitely check them out too.
But yeah, it should be good. So yeah, the outdoor game's coming up. But other than if you've got the thousands of dollars to buy the refrigeration system, everybody, why their not? Backyard looks like a puddle at this point. I've got a baby pool in my backyard. A light up baby pool.
But, yeah, you're not skating on that, brother.
No, we'll have to get you out on skates though when roller season comes back around, when it's when it's warmer out too.
I'll go give me some inlines. Yes. Hey, now those I feel a little bit more comfortable on.
Yeah, me too. When I get out on ice, everybody, the rock in the skate is what I have to work on and getting my edges and stuff like that, because it's so much different than people really think when it comes to the levels that we're playing at for roller and ice, you know.
So. Are you trying to
Yeah, exactly. Can't
stop on a dime? No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. They, you could tell I'm a roller player from a mile away when I step out on the ice, because I'll make those wide cut turns and they'll be like, why don't you just stop on a dime? I'm like, some situations, yeah. Other situations.
I like my ankles, guy. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, like my ankles, guy. I don't think you like yours, but I like mine. So
that's why I don't play basketball. I like my ankles way too much.
Hey, I understand.
We just went out to play basketball the other night, and Rat can attest when he gets back on this podcast that I am probably one of the worst basketball players you'll ever see. But I got a decent form down. I know I'm a lefty, which is different than pretty much everything else I do in life, and I can shoot better lefty, but you expect me to make some flashy moves and like you not said, even fundamental basketball, you got to go back to like the peewee dribbling, you know, for me.
Uh-oh, we got one of these?
Yeah.
I understand. But,
anything else that I missed that we should add before I don't take up too much of your time?
No, I think follow me. You can follow me at IG, Sir Hothead, That's SIRHOTTHEAD. You can find our podcast. Instagram is Gods Amongst Men Podcast, or you can find us on YouTube at Gods Amongst Men Podcast. Instagram. I said that. Okay. If you want to check my page out, my YouTube page is Andre Highhead Cargo. You can go find it there. Basically, what I got is a bunch of breakdowns from, you know, our podcast, and I put them on my. We got that. Our TikTok is Gods Amongst Men Podcast. Facebook, we got Facebook Gods Amongst Men Podcast. So anything, we're on all streaming platforms everywhere. So if you want to find us, just type in Gods Amongst Men.
He's got the logo back there for all the visual viewers for when you're watching on YouTube. Yep. There we go.
Guys with a Z. Gods Amongst Men, sir. Or you can find me at Sir Highhead. That's my TikTok. Sir _ Highhead. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Snapchat. I might not add you, but you know, but you can find me there. Instagram, Sir Highhead, find me. I'll add you on there. Just, we're there. We're here.
Perfect. Yeah. I was going to mention, go follow this man on everything. I've listened to a couple of episodes.
Sorry. You guys. Let me put my other podcast, because I do have another podcast.
Oh, right.
My other podcast is Setting the Bar. If you really want to find it, it'll be Setting the Bar with Dave until it gets changed. But soon it'll be Setting the Bar with Dave and Dre. But Setting the Bar with Dave, that's another podcast that I do. That's more, we talk about more political and other things of that nature. So if you
is want that Dave Ratner?
Yes,
Dave Ratner. All right.
My boy, cool. That's my boy. We talk about some, me and him, we talk about some of everything, but we more so stay in America, you know, what's going on in America. The politics, we talk about and stay in that area. So Setting the Bar with Dave, you can find him at Dave Ratner. You can find Marcus, my boy Marcus, at Rich 101, and D, which is his name is Daniel, but it's D_Coleman, and that's all on Instagram. So if y'all want to find us, that's where we're at.
Gotcha, perfect. Yeah, Dave, awesome guy. No, Dave, no relation to my co-host Ratner, but I had to ask right away. I was like, do you know a Jake Ratner? He's like, nope. He's like, I'm just Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I was like,
know him.
Yeah. So, but all right, buddy. Thank you so much for hopping on. We'll be able to promote your stuff. And like he said, go follow everything, go give them a listen, and subscribe, do all that fun stuff. And as far as us, I'll let you know the next time we're going out doing something.
You already know.
All right, buddy. Good to see you.
Meet me at the tavern, bro.
Absolutely. I'm ready. I'm already there.
Later.
Sounds good. See you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
Once again, thanks to Dre. What an interview. We're sorry he couldn't stick with us for our NHL talk. We already did our Super Bowl talk, although hopefully I will have done some of that with Dre. I know he's a big football fan. We'll just get right into it. There was a lot going on in the NHL this week now that we're back from the All-Star break. First off, how about that Dallas Stars fan getting into a fight? Yeah!
Hey, little boy.
No, fuck.
Little boy.
No,
hey,
fuck
little
that.
Boy. Little boy.
No,
little
hell boy. No. I ain't good shit. I ain't good shit. Give me first, right? Give me first, right?
First off, before we even talk about the fight, can we talk about his hairline?
Oh, my gosh. Like, he had a mullet, though, like, in that, like, there's that clip that the Spittin' Chicklets put out that he was on the TV before it even happened and took his hat off and let his hair loose. And it was just funny seeing that. And he, And then he got into that fight, and it's so funny.
I mean, like, I'm all for, like, somebody that could rock a mullet, because I don't think I can. I mean, I have the flow a little bit, but when it gets too mullety, no, it doesn't work too well for me. But this guy, I mean, he had string cheese coming down from his face. Like, what? Like, dude, oh, it just, it did not look good. I didn't like his hair. That was trash. And it made him look like white trash. And there goes the poster. And...
I'll fix that for the next one.
And but then for him to be on the TNT broadcast and then later get into some viral fight video, he did drop a slur. I don't know if you were able to pick that up in there.
I did hear that.
Yeah, definitely not something you should do. And then, I mean, honestly, even though the other guy swung first, I think he had every right to. I mean, if you're going to be running your mouth like that. Yeah. And then the girlfriend jumped in. We will have posted the clip by now. I will put the clip in here for those who haven't seen it. But for those audio listeners, I mean, it's gone so viral. You've probably seen it within this week because that was nuts. But yeah. Buddy's jawline looks worse than his hairline now after that punch.
Yeah, he clocked him straight in the chin.
Yeah. There was another fight as well. There was a fan, a Lightning fan, that assaulted the Florida Panthers mascot. And I know I sent you this clip earlier in the week. We'll post it up here as well. But, man, like, what is going on? The animosity, the fighting. He was pulling. So I guess the rat, which is Florida's mascot, tossed his jersey or, like, you know, grabbed his jersey and threw it or something like that. And then the fan got so upset that he pulled the rat's Florida Panthers jersey up over his head and was like messing with him like a little brother or like a, you know, like if you're pulling the guy's jersey over on the ice in a fight. But like, bro, like, do you feel big that you beat up a mascot? Like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I would never see that happening. Or it's just insane. Like, why would you do that? Like, there's just like no point. Like, do you, like you said, like, do you feel like good about yourself? Like, I don't know.
Like, pick on somebody your own size, but that doesn't mean like somebody wearing a costume that is also your own size. So like, there's probably some skinny dude in there just like trying to make a living as a mascot. It goes back to the Tommy Hawk fight when the fan tried to like pull Tommy Hawk's head off. Right. And I believe in probably all cases, there's got to be some level of alcohol involved because nobody's making sober decisions like that, I would hope.
Yeah, I hope not.
But yeah, the fighting and the arguing rolls on as Sidney Crosby, you'll love this one. He got ejected for the first time ever in his career in a game against the Kings. They lost that game 6-0 too, by the way. Misconduct penalty. He was jawing. We'll post the video. And he was surprised. They asked him after if he was surprised at how the situation went down. And he said he was just like kind of appalled that he was being tossed. So I don't know what's going on with the captain. He also got into an argument with Zegras in the previous game against the Ducks. So I don't know. Sidney Crosby's got a little rage going on right now, or what's going on?
Yeah, I feel like Zegras is going to get a lot of these like little jawing back and forth, because especially with these more old school players, just because he's not an old school player, he's a new school where he's doing all these tricks, and all the old school guys, they don't like that stuff. And unfortunately, it's what this game's coming to, and it's just, I feel like he's gonna get a lot of arguments and fights with the old school guys until they all retire.
I mean, I guess so. It could have also stemmed from whatever Zegras said. I know we didn't really, I don't think we touched upon this on the podcast last week. I took it out of the notes because it had already been cleared up that Zegras did not say anything about Troy Stetcher's father. But he did say something that got him riled up. So maybe it was something that did cross the line. Maybe it wasn't that line. And maybe Sidney Crosby's just upset that, you know, is whatever he said, maybe he ran his mouth again. But yeah, for Crosby to then go at a Kings player in the next game, you got to think there's something on Crosby's side of the table, maybe some frustration. I mean, the Penguins aren't exactly in a spot that you'd expect them to be, but I mean, they are getting towards the end of the rainbow here. So.
Yeah.
But, that was it for fighting, basically. The other big thing that happened this week, Vladimir Tarasenko getting traded from the Blues, headed over to the Rangers. In return, it was Sammy Blaze and a couple of picks. I don't have the actual picks right in front of me, but what did you think of this trade?
First round out of it, but yeah, I'm pretty sure they got a first round out of it, but I don't know. I like the trade. I mean, I said in the beginning of the year that if Kane gets traded, he's going to the Rangers, and now it's, I mean, it's still, I'm not sure mathematically if it's possible with their salary, but Tarasenko is one of those players who you're getting towards your end of your career. You want another cup. Send me somewhere that has a chance this year. And I'm on my last, I don't know if he's on his last stem of his contract or not, like Kane is, but yeah, he's, I mean, Tarasenko is a great player. I mean, seeing him get to play with Panarin and the two Russians together and united together and playing together is real nice. I mean, Tarasenko, he didn't waste any time scoring his first goal with Panarin, assisted by Panarin, and an unreal player going to an unreal team. And I'm happy to see the Rangers are finally getting a step back into it.
Yeah, you mentioned that Tarasenko scored already, and of course assisted by Panarin. It's the Russian connection. They won that game, that first game that they've had after the Tarasenko trade, 6-3 over a very good Seattle team, and then they followed that up with a 6-2 win over a very good Carolina team. So posting sixes in both of those games. And Panarin, I don't know, did you mention, I didn't quite catch that Panarin had a hat trick plus one.
I did not say that, but
it was a natural hat trick. First goal was in the second period. Next two came in the start of the third. There was an empty netter from Kaapo Kakko, and then the Rangers weren't done. Very last minute of the game, basically, and Panarin fought for a puck down low, kind of squirted out. He got it in the middle of the slot, and then a turnaround shot and threw that one in on Frederik Andersen as well. So he was guns blazing that Saturday night. Following the trade, though, Patrick Kane disclosed and expressed some, I don't know if discomfort's the right word, but it sounds like in his mind he was going to be going to the Rangers to be playing with Panarin again. And after this trade, I know you and I have talked off camera about this, and you've said that, you know, it's still possible Rangers still could pick him up with the cap space situation being open. But I don't know. I don't think with picking up Tarasenko, I don't know if the Rangers decide to then take on another. The actual full-on trade, just to get into the numbers here, St. Louis received forward Sammy Blaze, defenseman prospect Hunter Skinner, a conditional first-round pick in the 2023 NHL draft, and a fourth-round pick in the 2024 NHL draft. New York also, with Tarasenko, got defenseman Nico Mikola. So a lot going towards St. Louis's way. They kind of need that. I was trying to see if Hunter Skinner was related to Jeff Skinner, but I don't think so. I think just same last name.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is great for the Rangers. And going back to the Patrick Kane thing, he said that he wasn't exactly excited to see that. I'm paraphrasing here, but he wasn't exactly excited to see that trade because, you know, he did think there was a possibility the Rangers were in talks. But now it looks like they've got their guy. And I think that part was a direct quote, is that they've got their guy. So he kind of thinks that it's over and done with. Now where does Kane go, though? I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, I'm still not opposed to seeing Tarasenko, Panarin, and Kane on a line. That'd be something to watch for sure. And if that happens, at the beginning of the year, I said it, Rangers will win the cup if that happens.
Yeah, they already look like they're poised to win a cup if they're beating teams like Carolina and Seattle. And that's a huge change from the start of the season. One other thing I did not actually have in the notes was there was a huge hit from Jacob Trouba on Nazem Kadri this past week. And that was I mean, these Rangers, this Rangers team is just, I know I called them the mid Rangers at the start of the season because they are off to a slow start, but they're finding their stride at just the right time and everything's clicking for them. So I don't know. That's insane. But we'll have to see going down the stretch. As far as Kane, I'd love to see him stay at this point, maybe usher in Bedard if the Hawks can pull off that first overall pick. But there's also some talks that Kane could go to the Canes, to the Hurricanes. And, of course, there's other teams in talks. Vegas, I think, was one of them. I don't think Edmonton is in talks anymore. I think they're more looking for defensemen. But, honestly, they could be looking for anything. The only thing they really have solid there is, like, Leon Draisaitl, McDavid, and Hyman. Other than that, well, Evander Kane. Other than that, who?
RNH, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Oh, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, yeah. Yeah, other than that, though, goaltending needs some help. Defense needs some help. So, but it does sound like they are looking at a possible trade with the Sharks for Erik Karlsson. Both teams are going to have to move a lot in order to afford that on both ends. But they said that this is the second time those two teams have engaged in talks about that. So the fact that they're revisiting this could mean that they're going to really move mountains to make something like this work. So we'll just have to see going forward. Of course, the trade deadline is March 3rd. So we have a little bit of time still left before that all unfolds. Although there was a trade, we covered it last podcast. Bo Horvat for Anthony Beauvillier. You had sent me a funny picture of somebody who had a Beauvillier Islanders jersey that they taped over. They had Bo, B-E-A-U, and then they taped over the Villiers and just put Horvat. So that was pretty funny to see. Cheap yeah. Way to get a new jersey.
It was like the picture I sent, it was like a kid talking to his mom, can I get a Bo Horvat Islander, or like a Horvat Islanders jersey? And then she was like, oh, we have one at home. And she taped over the Villiers with Horvat and it said Bo Horvat. I mean, different numbers, but hilarious. The attempt at it. And I think that's a great part of the game, that where you could just joke around like that and you got stuff like that to joke around about, and everyone loves it.
Yeah, that was a sick post. That was cool. I do want to mention, though, with the Horvat Beauvillier thing, last podcast I had mentioned in the Missing the Mark segment to take both of those guys to score in their head-to-head game when Vancouver played the Islanders for the first time since the trade. Both guys did, so if you rode with me on that one, that you were doing good. There was another game last week. I brought it up in the group chat. I'll have to pick it up. I know I said Hawks to beat the Arizona Coyotes on Friday night, and that was good. So that one hit as well. Stars over Wild and Rangers over Canucks were the other two that I had picked. Obviously, that Canucks game was on a different night against the Rangers. And so Rangers are buzzing even more so. But I was on fire last week. I have not looked at the Missing the Mark totals yet this week, but that's coming up in just a second here. We're going to get to that, and hopefully I keep riding, because the Super Bowl, like I mentioned, was a tough one for me. We definitely took some steps back, but we're going to recoup with some hockey. We talked about the Panarin natural hat trick. There was also a feed from McDavid against the Senators to tie that game up. It was a 2-1 Senators lead. And McDavid just comes down. I don't know if you had a chance to see this one. Comes down a little spinorama pass back door. And I think it was Hyman on the doorstep to put that one in.
I don't think it was Hyman. It honestly might have been Draisaitl. I know it was a lefty.
Could have been. If I'm not
mistaken, it could have been a better Kane too. But yeah, no, that was a great play. I mean, the puck got in behind the defenseman and they're in a foot race for it. And usually McDavid wins a foot race and the puck got bobbled by the Sens defenseman, and McDavid kind of just protected the puck and waited for somebody to get there and kind of spun and just threw a pass across and whoever it was on the backdoor side, and he was able to net it. It was a great goal, great play by McDavid. I mean, he's the best player in the world, so you got to expect things like that to come out of him.
Yeah, no, I was just watching the recap here of the play, and yeah, what a pass. It was actually to Cody McLeod, So number 71. And I couldn't think of who was on that side, but McDavid just spins with it. He's in the slot, but his back's turned to the net. And it wasn't exactly a spin-o pass because he did the spin-o in the slot and did some puck protection first, but then a backhand just passed right through the defenseman. I don't know how he threaded that needle. And this guy's just, if there wasn't already a guy named Pavel Datsyuk named Magic Man, I'd be saying McDavid's the Magic Man. Like, this is insane what he's doing. But we also had a swole man, a bodybuilder this week, Askarov, goaltender for the Milwaukee Admirals, after winning a shootout, after making the final save in the shootout, he took the net off the moorings and just started benching the net as his celebration. So that was funny to see.
Only if we had Hannah on this podcast to explain that one for us, but that was pretty funny. Good celebration.
Yeah, she knows her Russian goaltenders. We brought him up last podcast. You and her were talking about how he got, or maybe it was after we were done recording, I'm not sure, but we talked about how he got snubbed from the AHL All-Star game. I think it was because, though, Hannah brought up that he may have had some personal issues going on behind the scene with his family and stuff like that. So it may not have been a snub. He may have just had more important things to deal with. Definitely a goaltender that you're going to probably be seeing for the natural predators in the near future, although they already have UC Saros and who is their backup? I'm trying to think right now.
I don't even know.
I know who it is, and I'm just like, if somebody had said the name, I'd be like, oh yeah, Predators, but I'm drawing a blank on it right now. But I could definitely also see, though, them trading somebody from that goaltending carousel for picks, because there's a lot of value there, but we'll have to see going forward.
Kevin Lankinen.
I'm a bad Hawks fan right now. I could see, maybe Kevin Lankinen's the guy to go, and you bring Askarov up. I don't know. We'll have to see what there's a lot of decisions for the Predators to make, but I think they're going to take this rebuild, kind of slowly. I don't think they're going to be doing too much lately. We'll move into the Blackhawks, though, after I was a bad fan. Blackhawks wore their Black History Month jerseys, which I thought were awesome. I thought they're great. We finally get a jersey with the tomahawk on the front, which is so sick. It's an all-black jersey. The tomahawk has a bunch of little caricatures in it that there was an artist that they highlighted. Forgive me, I don't know his name. I could probably pull it up, though, on the fly here. And it was just a very cool design. It was a little weird to be seeing, like, a bunch of little faces in there. But, I think, and not to dog or criticize his artwork, but I think it would have been cooler to have, in the past, they've done, like, Black Pride color schemes, like, different patterns and stuff like that. That may have been cool, but I understand wanting to divert from that because you've done that in the past already. Overall, I liked these jerseys. I don't know what you thought, but there was some backlash we'll have to get into.
Yeah, no, I liked the jerseys. I think they were cool, and it was, I don't even know what else to say, man. They're cool jerseys. There was, like you said, there was a little backlash from it, I think the jerseys were a good touch to the Black History Month.
The backlash came because of the fact that the Blackhawks were supposed to be wearing their Pride Night jerseys. It was Pride Night. So this is now the fourth instance that the NHL has seen. The first one we never really dove into. Ivan Provorov refused to wear the Pride Night jersey due to religious and personal reasons. For the Flyers. So because he didn't wear it, the rest of the Flyers team was kind of like, should we do it? Should we not? It ended up kind of singling Provorov out. It's believed that something similar happened in both the Rangers and the Islanders locker rooms. So both teams were supposed to come out in the warmups with Pride jerseys on, and neither team did. And now here you have the Blackhawks. Although I don't think the Blackhawks are doing it to diss Pride Night in any way, as maybe the Rangers and Islanders. I don't want to say the Rangers and Islanders were dissing Pride Night either. They just chose not to go with that plan, maybe to not single out a teammate, maybe there's some behind the scenes things that we don't know. Blackhawks, I think it was just, well, okay, it's Black History Month. Like, let's celebrate this. Like, this is the time that we're going to be celebrating that. I'm torn between what I think here, because I think in the Provorov situation, I think everybody should respect everybody else's, you know, if it's a religious thing, okay. But at the same time, like, it's just a piece of material. It's just clothing. I know to other people, it's a lot more than that. However, I also think, and this is, you know, not me speaking from that community, but I think if you're part of the LGBTQ community, are you really so worried about whether or not a player is wearing it? I guess in a case where then you have to pause and think, okay, well, maybe that guy doesn't support my decisions. But I don't know. Like, I think everybody should just be happy and, like, live their own life and not worry about, you know, somebody else's decision like that. The guy just wanted to play hockey, I guess, and it conflicted with his religion. And I'm not saying that his religion's right by any means, but I mean, it's, to me, I don't know, it's one guy. You know, the rest of the league still supports. I mean, they had Pride Night still, despite the jerseys. So I don't know. It's a really tough position to be in, because I can see both sides here. But, you know, it's a fine line to have to tiptoe, especially when we're talking about this, because it's like, I don't want to offend either side. I don't think right. either side's right, but I don't think either side's wrong either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's so hard to say who's in the right and who's in the wrong here, because there is good reasoning for both sides there. And like you said, it's hard to tiptoe around it.
Montreal Canadiens defenseman Jordan Harris did speak out about it, though. He said, and I quote, "We preach that hockey is for everyone, but is it really? The actions of the Rangers and Provorov show that there are many things that happen behind closed doors and that ensure that acceptance in hockey is not for everyone." So he does have a point. I know you've been on more teams than I have, although myself, just in the hockey community, I will say, the hockey community is probably one of the best communities to be a part of. It is, well, at its best, it is one of the most giving, you know, give back to the community, the most, in a lot of ways, accepting. But it's going to sound contradictory when I say that it's also sometimes like this, where, you know, things behind closed doors are not up to 2023 standards, I'll just say. But I don't know, what have you seen in your time? Maybe not specific examples, but does that quote kind of go along the lines of what you've seen of the hockey community?
Yeah, I mean, I've, like you said, I've been in a lot of locker rooms with a lot of different people, a lot of different teams. I mean, the reality comes down to everybody's going to have their own opinion, whether you like it or not. Everybody's going to look at everything differently, and that's unfortunately what it is. And I don't really have any certain instances revolving around anything, but and there are some instances that I will not say, for the safety of people and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, I've been in a lot of hockey locker rooms, and I've gotten in arguments with people about stuff, and people have seen a lot of arguments and seen a lot of fights and people saying things that they probably now regret. And people are saying things where in the middle of the argument, they're like, oh shit, I might be wrong here and I should probably stop. And, you know, I've seen it all. I'd like to say I've seen it all. I mean, I'm sure I haven't, but yeah, there are a lot of things that happen behind closed doors that, nobody, that not everybody sees, and not everybody hears about.
Yeah. And I think as much as we criticize hockey culture and the media likes to run with this, I don't think that makes up all of hockey culture. Like we said, I think there's a lot of good things from my time I have not really seen a whole lot. Maybe early on, I've seen some really bad things going on in the hockey circles that I've been in. But all that has gone away, even on those people's end. I think those people, I don't want to give them the props and say they're much better people now, but I think they've kind of learned from their mistakes and they kind of put their head down when they think about it. But, you know, I like to surround myself with good people, or at least try to, and all the hockey guys that I think we have in the circle right now, I think are good people. And it's a pretty big circle, and it's only going to get bigger, of course, with this podcast and whatnot. I did want to mention the artist. I did want to give him his props, Tyrese Ingram. So props to him. We'll be posting. We will have already posted. You guys will have seen it when we talk about these jerseys, that the imagery on the jerseys, the little faces. And it was also kind of cool on the front of the jersey. It was in three little diamonds. It said BHM, Black History Month. So I thought that was kind of cool too. It was almost like a captaincy, but like not, you know, but very cool. And I love the Tomahawks on the front of these things. And the all black, that's just so stylish. That's so cool. The Hawks logo was on the shoulder. So, but we'll move on from that. Other than that, in Blackhawks history, but Blackhawks news, Jackson Stauber is the first goaltender in Blackhawks history to win in each of his first three NHL starts. That's awesome. And his third win, of course, came on the back of a Caleb Jones OT goal against the Coyotes Friday night. So that was awesome to see as well. On the Coyotes side of things, Jacob Chychrun was scratched for trade-related reasons. Have you seen anything about a player being scratched for such a thing? And, you know, not to highlight over the, I mean, I know we were together Friday night, but and we didn't see it, but did you get a chance to go back and see the Caleb Jones OT goal?
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything about the OT goal, and I haven't really seen really anything ever about somebody getting scratched for trade related reasons. That seems a little weird. If you think about it, because, I mean, I could see it if the trade is like kind of in the works right now, they've all accepted and they're waiting for the NHL to accept the trade, to happen. I could see that. You don't want them getting injured, and the trade value to go down by the time that it gets accepted. So, I mean, I could see that happening, but I don't think I've ever seen that happen. I don't know.
Like, I've seen guys that have been scratched, healthy scratched, and left out of a game because, you know, eventually they're going to get traded the next day or something like that. You know, the trade deadline's coming. Like it usually happens at the trade deadline, or they don't really come out and say for trade-related reasons. So for the Coyotes to come out and say he's a healthy scratch specifically for trade-related reasons, it's like, okay, was there a new regulation here going on in the NHL that they have to say that – you know, like back in the early COVID days, or even when the last CBA was collective bargaining agreement, for those that don't know, was agreed upon. There was a lot of medical history that, you know, had to be disclosed in certain ways. Like, especially now after COVID, they have to say it's a non-COVID related illness. Before COVID, when the CBA was first agreed upon, they couldn't disclose injuries like even upper body or lower body. It was much more, and that didn't even last very long. I'm pretty sure they just kind of upended that when COVID hit, and they're like, all right, we got to go back to the way it was, where we're saying like it's a lower body injury or upper body injury. But yeah, this one just struck me kind of funny. And for a big name like Chychrun, you got to imagine he's going to be going somewhere to possibly a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen here. I mean, especially with Arizona being such low in the standings, who knows if they're maybe starting a rebuild, getting rid of their top guys and maybe really, really focusing on trying to get that first overall pick and getting that Bedard to join the team and build around him. I mean, who knows if that's what this is the start of.
They are in the race for Bedard. That is for sure. That is all the NHL notes that I have. I know we've been promising SHL notes coming up. It's just been a busy couple of weeks. I will have the draft list finalized this week. Hopefully Charlie Borda isn't, sulking too badly now that his Bengals are out, and also the team that knocked them out, the Chiefs, just won the Super Bowl. I know he was having a real rough time with it, so we'll give him some time to grieve, and then it'll be time for these two captains to pick their teams, Jake Ratner and Charlie Borda, and hopefully that comes within the next week. I'm going to be talking with both of them, kind of get things back up and running, because this draft will happen in February. We will give you probably on this podcast the rundown of all the picks, and we'll see where we go from there. But before that, we have our Pond of the Pod, so go for it.
All right, let's share the screen here, and let's do this. All righty. So this week we got in Mundelein, Illinois. It's an outdoor rink. Me, Mike, and Rob from last week skated on it yesterday. Saturday. Saturday we skated on it. Unfortunately, Saturday was a little warmer. It is refrigerated under, is what I've heard. But it was slushy on Saturday, so we didn't get the best skate out of it. In the corners and the shade, it was real nice and good. So we did a lot of corner battles in there. Me and Mike got into a tilt. We had to. But it's a nice rink. They got some nets. They've looked fairly new. I mean, they're a little odd shaped in the back of it, but they were this rink was nice. I mean, it looks like they got a tractor pushing the snow everywhere, and maybe it's like a Zamboni type thing. But it's nice in Mundelein, Illinois. It's Park and Recreation District. In this picture right here in the background over there. Is the building for it, but you just pull up and walk over to the rink, put your skates on, lace them up, and get out there and start skating.
I was actually put onto this rink by our friend Hammer. I know we've mentioned him on the podcast before, David Hammer, and he was supposed to meet me there the one night. I was coming from Waukegan. Another guest that we've had on the podcast, Tilo. I was helping him out with Hoops of Promise. And I was like, you know what? I'm in the area. I might as well go check this place out. It was like 40 degrees that day that I went. And I'm like, I don't know if this ice is going to be good. Sure enough, I got out there. It was perfect. And I'm looking around and I'm like, this ice is in the middle of a field. I'm like, how is this perfect in 40 degree weather? And then I look over and it's right next to this generator type thing. And then I had actually shot my puck over into the area that they say don't go in. And I this was at the very end. And I stepped over there and I realized the reason you're not supposed to step over there is because they have the refrigeration system going along the rink. And then, of course, underneath the tarping and everything to keep it all frozen. And then when we went, like you mentioned, it was a little slushy. But the only reason that ice was not soup and a puddle completely when it was almost 50 degrees that day was because of the refrigeration. So, yeah, really nice rink. And, I love this one. This is good.
Yeah. That's what I got for you guys.
It's a new find. We love it.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like I mentioned, we are missing Hannah, so we will not have her Russian word of the week. So we'll jump right into missing the mark. I'm going to give picks from Wednesday through Friday as usual, because this podcast I'll be recording with Dre probably tomorrow. We're recording on Monday, February 13th. Tomorrow, I'll be recording tomorrow night, hopefully with Dre. And then get that all uploaded. So Wednesday, February 15th, Toronto and Chicago in Toronto. Got to go with the Maple Leafs on this one. They've got twice as good of a record. Chicago sitting at 16-13-5. Toronto 32-14-8. Tampa Bay and Arizona, another lopsided tilt. This one is in Mullet Arena, though. However, Tampa Bay just smacked the Colorado Avalanche 5-0 last week. So I'm going to go with Tampa. I know the Arizona Coyotes love to sewer me, and especially when they're at home, but I think the Lightning pull off this win as well. Plus, it could be that Jacob Chychrun isn't with the Coyotes at this point. We don't know. Edmonton and Detroit. I know I'm taking the heavy favorites all night this time. This one is in Edmonton, though, and I think Edmonton is just still buzzing. I'm taking them as well. Detroit, not too bad, though. Edmonton is sitting at 30-19-5. Red Wings are sitting at 23-20-8, so they're not as far back as you might think. We've got a couple others. Oh, also in that game, of course, my usual take McDavid to have a goal, take Draisaitl to have a point. We move into Colorado versus Minnesota. I'm not going to take a winner here because they have very similar records. They're only off by one loss. Colorado 28-19-4, Minnesota 28-20-4. But I will take Kaprizov to have a point. He leads the team with 62. And Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen actually leads this team in points. So you know what? I'm actually going to go with Rantanen in this game. But if you're bold and you know your hockey, I would also put something on MacKinnon in this game as well because he is a beast. He's on fire. I like pretty much all the games this week. We've got Buffalo versus Anaheim. Buffalo has been in a position where they are in these must win situations. Even though this is in Anaheim, I like Buffalo in this one too. So I'm taking a lot Wednesday night. And then the very last game, Rangers versus Canucks. I think the Rangers take this one as well. So you could fade me if you want, but I'm taking action on all of these games Wednesday. We're in a good spot. Which means I'll probably take less on Thursday. Thursday, Seattle versus the Flyers. I think the Kraken take this one. They're at home, and they're trying to get back into their winning ways. Philly struggling, especially after that Super Bowl loss. I know the whole town is. We're also going to be taking Carolina over the Montreal Canadiens. Carolina definitely needs to bounce back after that 6-2 loss against the Rangers this past weekend. So they're going to want to have a good easy win at home against the Canadiens. Jets over Blue Jackets. Jets are still buzzing. They're still soaring high. Boston Bruins over Nashville Predators. This one is in both of – I'm taking the away team in both of those. I'm taking the Jets in Columbus and the Bruins in Nashville. But both teams are red hot right now. Other than that – I will also take this one's in Vegas, so they're home. Vegas over San Jose. I think the Knights can pull this one out. And then that brings us to Friday. Friday, the Blackhawks are in Ottawa. I'm not going to take anything on this one. Although, you know what? I will take one thing. This will be the first time that the Blackhawks are seeing the Senators this year since the Alex DeBrincat trade. I think Alex DeBrincat has a goal in this game. Other than that, let's see what else we have as far as scores here. I'm not going to take Dallas versus Minnesota again. I got lucky last week, and I wouldn't say lucky. That game was in Dallas, so I think they did well. But Minnesota might want to bounce back at home. I will take Kaprizov to have a point in this one as well, though. That man's been buzzing. We got a couple of good games going on. A little bit of battle at Anaheim and LA, Los Angeles, and the Kings and the Ducks, Rangers and Oilers. That's going to be a prime time game. I'm not taking anything on that other than my usual McDavid to have a point, a goal. And I think we're also going to be seeing Panarin getting a point and a goal in this game. I mean, your big stars have to shine in a matchup like this. So that is what I have. You could also possibly take Tarasenko to have something in this game, especially playing with Panarin. And of course, Zibanejad leads the team in goals, so can't leave him off the roster too. So if you're looking to make a big play, take all three of those guys for sure. I probably will be only taking Panarin. I like to play it safe. And then, of course, McDavid on the Oilers side. But that is what I've got for missing the mark. Other than that, it's been a great show. I don't know if you – do you have anything to add?
No, I think I think we covered it all.
Yeah, I have one more. Well, I have a bunch of notes about Mike on the Mic, of course, drops. You guys won't hear this in time for this week's show. Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. You could go over to sportstownchicago.com to listen to that one. But just, you know, it's a weekly radio show, so tune in every week. The Voodoo podcast will also be dropping sometime within this week. Hopefully, it might even drop before this podcast airs, but be on the lookout for episode 4. That's the February episode. Of course, Dre's podcasts that we interviewed him, Gods Amongst Men. Be sure to go give them a listen, show them support, some support. And then finally, I just want to mention, Today marks 1 year since I lost a good friend of mine, Nick Sader. It was really tough because last year it was on Super Bowl Sunday, and they're very football-oriented family, huge. Nick was a Vikings fan, of course, so we would go back and forth a little bit, of course, me being by default a Bears fan. Yeah, it's sad. It's tragic. We really miss Nick. We were there by his family yesterday for the Super Bowl, which was more of a celebration for him rather than a Super Bowl party. But we just kind of keep him in our thoughts and in our hearts. And yeah, it's probably going to be a tough week, more so for his family. So we're thinking about them. And we may in the future have his brother on to talk anything his brother really wants to. He's a football fan, like I mentioned. So if there's some football going on, we did want to try to get him on either Mike on the Mic or this podcast to give some football picks, but the timing just never worked out. But in the future, he'll probably come on. Awesome family. Wishing them the best in these tough times. It's never going to get easier. Losing a really happy, always had a smile on his face, was always very giving, super generous. I remember we went to the gym, and it was when I used to go to the gym in like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and he was like, I don't know how you work out in that, because I didn't even treat it like a pump cover either at the time. I just legit worked out in that kind of stuff, and I guess I would work up a sweat, but I wouldn't even really notice it. But you know, he was a big help to me in my journey, and we miss him and hit all of his advice and expertise. So
yeah, I just want to add one thing. I never met him, but from all the stories that I heard, he sounded like a great guy. He sounded fun to be around, and all my condolences go out to his family. Like you said, it was a year ago today, and we're like I said, I haven't met him, but I from all the stories I did, I kind of wish I did meet him. He sounded like a great guy. He sounded fun to be around. He sounded like funny guy, and was a good person to lighten up the room. So, I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah, he didn't know too much of the hockey side of my friend group, which is mostly the main side of my friend group, just because he didn't play. But he is actually the link to how I met the Hockey Sauce Kit guys. We are looking to get Vinny Sauce on this podcast sometime soon. I'll actually be in talks about maybe we could get him on next week. I'll have to touch base with him and talk to him. But yeah, that was a great connector, to be able to meet Vinny Sauce and Nick kind of made all that possible. So Nick's definitely a great guy. He came to the 2020. SHL game, but he didn't make it out to 2021, which is when you started with us. So yeah, you guys would not have crossed paths, but yeah. So, but yeah, tough to end this episode on a sad note. I'll liven it up a little bit more. A huge thank you to Dre again for him coming on. We missed Hannah this week, of course, but we'll get her back hopefully next week. And other than that, I got nothing. Have a great week, everybody. What you got? You got nothing?
Yeah, got nothing. Have a great week, and I hate Patrick Mahomes.
Talk to you later, everyone. Have a good one. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you trees? Who you think brought you the ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Snoop D-O-double-G's, and the group that said the police gave you a tape full of dope beats.
the bump when you stroll through in your hood? And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So y'all, all of y'all, if y'all don't like me, y'all are gonna keep around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish.